it's time for Living Thunder. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God. Living Thunder. Hey, hope everybody's having a great sunny morning out there. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto. It's great to be with you guys, and I want to remind you that you can go anytime during the week on demand to WPXZ1041FM.com, and you can listen to the program at any moment. So check that out. But right now, we are going to get the music started with one by Josiah Queen, and it's a song called Can't Steal My Joy.
In the valley of the shadow, I got a feeling it's season that'll make me grow. I'm still breathing, I got praise in my lungs, in a choir in my soul, can't steal my joy. Can't steal my joy.
Until it overflows, I remember I'll keep holding on to hope. You're the king of rolling stones, can't steal my joy. Can't steal my joy. No, 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 no. What the world could give, no, we can't take away. The joy, joy, joy I can't contain. Nothing can quiet my prayers. I got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart, down in my soul, deep in my bones. I got the joy, joy, joy I can't contain. Nothing can quiet my prayers. Can't steal my joy. Can't steal my joy. Can't steal my joy. No, 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 no. What the world could give, no, we can't take away.
Kicking this morning off with one by Josiah Queen. A song called Can't Steal My Joy. You know, what the world can't give, the world can't take away. And that deep joy that's deep within our heart, deep within our soul, that only comes from Christ Jesus, this world can't take it away. What an awesome God that we have. Guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. And we're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and throughout the week you can listen to us. But right now I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community United Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. And Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, we're going to keep the music going. Going to give you one by Caleb and John. A song called Nothing But the Goodness.
I was nothing but broken, nothing but blind. I've been running from help, I've been trusting myself for my whole life. I was nothing but stubborn, stuck in my ways. But ain't it just like God to see all of my flaws and still show me grace? What could bring me back from too far gone? Lead me off the path I was on. Nothing but the goodness of the Lord. What could break these chains and save my soul? Hallelujah, now I know it's nothing but the goodness. Nothing but the goodness of the Lord. Oh.
I should have been but my father found me, put me back on my feet and led me home. Now nothing's gonna change it. I belong to the King. I got a seat by his side and he treats me just like I'm family.
Price that he paid, and I can't believe he was thinking of me when that stone rolled away. No, I can't believe he was thinking of me when that stone rolled away.
It's only Look what God can do.
When we truly step back and look at what God can do, well, you know, he saves us from, well, from our sinful ways. He saves us from death, the second death. And you know, when we think about all he has created and how he created us in a special way, he desires us to come unto him so that, well, so that we can be saved and made new and born again. So that we can have that walk with him. That's why Christ came. He came so that we could have that relationship with the Father again, the one true Father again. And when we call upon his name, we can truly see the amazing grace that is showered upon us. When we ask him to be Lord and Savior of our life, we are saved by the mighty name of Jesus, because there is no other name by which one can be saved. So when we call upon his name, well, there's power in one name alone. It leads us into our next song. It's by The Belonging Company. And it's a song called Mighty Name of Jesus. There is only one name full of power. It is the mighty name of Jesus. You see, we have a God who is bigger, stronger, more powerful than anything, well, than we can imagine. And you see, knowing this, he is also a God who made each of us, well, in a special way, so that we can serve him, the one true God, who cares about us, one who loves us with an agape love. And you see, he has a plan for our life. And when we call upon the name of Jesus Christ and we are saved, well, he puts that plan into place so that we can live our life to bring him glory. Psalms 139, 14 through 15 says, "Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watch me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb." You see, it is God who forms us in the womb, who makes us wonderfully complex, and his workmanship is just beyond measure. You see, when we understand that he is our creator, sustainer, and deliverer, well, he becomes our everything, knowing that he gave it all to save us, to make us new, so that we could have that walk once again with the Father. Psalms 116:6 says, "The Lord protects those of childlike faith. I was facing death, and he saved me." So you see, when we call upon the name of Jesus, we are saved. It's by placing our faith alone in him. It's by believing that he laid his life upon the cross and poured out his blood so that my sin and your sin could be forgiven. He rose from the grave, conquering sin and death, so that we could have that new life in him. So we can understand then what Jeremiah 17:14 means. It says, "O Lord, if you heal me, I will be truly healed. If you save me, I will be truly saved. My praises are for you alone." You see, if you are made new in Christ Jesus, your desire is to live a life to bring him glory, to live a life of praise to him alone. Because he is your everything. My prayer is that if he is Lord and Savior of your life today, that you are living a life of worship to him. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Pocket Full of Rocks. And it's a song called "My Everything." Because Jesus is our everything when we are made new, when we are made whole in him.
Sickness, bigger than my pain. You're bigger than my broken heart. Bigger than my sin. You say you gave the best of heaven. So you could hold me close to you. And even in my darkest hour, you said, "Take my hand, you'll make it through." You're my everything.
when we experience His life-changing love, and when we're anointed with the Holy Spirit, well, He becomes our everything, because there is none like Him, only one true living God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, three in one. And you know, when God came in the flesh in Christ Jesus, Isaiah tells us some of His names, and it tells us in Isaiah 9:6, it says, "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on His shoulders, and He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." You see, He is the one who counsels us through every situation. Through the Holy Spirit, He guides us in the path of righteousness. He is Mighty God, all-powerful, unending, the one true God. He is the only one who can give peace, because He is the Prince of Peace. And you see, when we place our faith in Christ Jesus, asking Him to be Lord and Savior of our life, see, it says we are made right with God. And being made right with God, we are made new. We are made whole in Christ Jesus. Romans 3:22 says we are made right with God by placing our faith in Christ Jesus. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who you are. You see, God's gift is for all. It's the free gift of salvation. Being made new and made whole in Jesus' name, so that we can be with Him for all eternity. He is the only one who pardoned our sin. And when we call upon His name, believe on Him, it's then that we'll have that walk with the Father again. It's all about proclaiming Him Lord and Savior of our life. Romans 15:13 says, "I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." You see, we only experience God's peace when we are made new in Christ Jesus. We only experience true joy because, well, we are anointed with the Holy Spirit. My prayer is that you're experiencing God's peace, His true joy. And if you're not, today open your heart, open your life to Him. Open your whole being to the one who can save you and lay your life in His hands. Place your faith alone in Christ Jesus. Ask Him to heal you and make you whole, make you new, forgive you of your sin, and then proclaim Him Lord and Savior of your life. And have that walk with Jesus today. It's then that you will experience His peace through every situation of your life. His word tells us he will give you more peace than the human mind can comprehend. It's all because of His love that He showered us and made us new when we called upon His name. It leads us into our next song. It's by House Fires. It's a song called Peace of God.
Endured the darkest night. It's Now and for all my days, one thing will never change.
You see, when we have the hope of Jesus, we have all we need. That was Big Daddy Weave. A song called My Hope is Jesus. And you see, that hope is an eternal hope. So, knowing that we have that hope in Jesus, well, we live life for His glory. Living life for His glory, well, becomes our good because it's all about living for Him. And you see, when our eyes are fixed upon Him, well, we don't seem to get tripped up by Satan as often. We still fail in many different ways and we still sin against God, but when our eyes are fixed on Him, we don't allow Satan to get his foot in there to trip us up. And so that's why it's so important to be in His holy and living word, so that He can feed our heart, our soul, and our mind, and so that we can truly, as we live our life, be led by the Spirit of God in His truth. It's all about living for Jesus. Leads us into our next song. It's by We Are Messengers, and it's a song called Glory and My Good.
And I've been the roses. Sometimes a sinner and sometimes a saint. I've been the healer and I've been the plague. Maybe that's just part of being human. You see me as I am, but you still use it for your glory and my good. I have been holy and I've been a heathen. There's a thorn in my side that just won't go away. I've tried and I've tried and I've tried, but it stayed. Maybe that's just part of being human. You see me as I am, but you still use it for your glory. Learning to let go and let you do it for your glory.
Down, but now I'm up. Yeah, this all God, this ain't no luck. Yeah, I used to be stuck in that mud. Whoa. Yeah, I was down, but now I'm up, 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 up. I was down, but now I'm up. Yeah, this all God, this ain't no luck. Yeah, I used to be stuck in that. My name Lazarus, No, Satan gon' be mad at this. I had to ask my dad if it's okay to swing my bat at this. He said, boy, if I picture this out of the park, moving so quick, it's like they stuck in park. They see the numbers, but I see the heart. 10,000 hours you spent in the dark, putting in good work, even though you didn't even know that it would work. Talking about a man who grew up in woodwork, do it for the love of it, that's the way it should work. Yeah, yeah. I know some people gon' look at me crazy, and I'm like, for what? Man, I was stuck. I was down, but now I'm up. This all got this. Up like a seesaw when I'm on a beat, like an old man's lawn. Better keep off from the ground to the treetops. Got clouds on my feet, like Jack and the Beast. I jumped off quick, went straight in a free fall. Cowboy hat and a mic, singing yeehaw. Landed on my feet like a feline. Put them back in the seat like a recline. Ay, what you mean I'm not worthy? Did it with a purpose, didn't need a permit. Digging from the bottom and I brought it to the surface. Mind your business now, who I worship? Who the little guy making big, big, big moves? Tick tock, turn it to a tick, 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 boom. Yeah. Talk a lot of stuff, probably thought it was a bluff, till I went and turned it where? I was down, but now I'm up. Let's go. Yeah. It's all God, this ain't no love. Yeah, I used to be stuck in that mud. Yeah. Yeah, I was down, but now I'm up. I was down, but now I'm up.
Every soul, every part of me feels the upward call of your glory. I can feel you in everything. Every atom cries out, you are holy. As the moon draws wave into the shore, you are like a magnet to me, Lord. I can't resist your gravity, you know. Would I ever want to? What I was made for, to turn each breath into gratefulness. You designed my heart for loving you. As the deer pants for water, my soul aches for authentic grace. You designed my heart for loving you. My heartbeat, though you are an infinity, and galaxies bow down at your feet. As the moon draws wave into the shore, you're like a magnet to me, Lord. I can't resist your gravity, nor would I ever want to. This is what I was made for, to turn each breath into gratefulness. For loving you. As
little bit of Renton Collective there for you. A song called What I Was Made For. You know, when we stop and think about that, he gave us a new command so that we would know what we were made for. It was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and all your strength. And secondly, he says it's just as important, and that's to love your neighbor as yourself. So you see, Revelation tells us we were made for his pleasure. So as we live our life, it's all about putting him first. When we put him first, then we put other people first. And in so doing that, he is glorified by the way we live our life then. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and we're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. And it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, we got one by Sidewalk Prophets. It's a song called Unbelievable.
Tell your story, but you probably won't believe me. Life is everything but boring when you follow where he's leading. I don't have all the answers, but I found some on the way. Every time I tripped on lies, I fell on grace. I haven't seen searching for the signs, mystified by miracles. This journey is unfolding like a storybook. I know it might sound crazy, but I believe. You can call me crazy, but I believe. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. How could I deny what I've seen with my
like it was yesterday. I was praying for a miracle, scared to have a little hope. And now looking back today, seeing all the things you've done, I can't even add them up. 1, 2, 3, up to infinity. I'd run out of numbers before I could thank you for it. God, I'm still counting my blessings, all that you've done in my life. The more that I look in the details, the more of your goodness I find. Father, on this side of heaven,
the seasons never last forever. So God, I will remember all of the reasons my heart has to be grateful. All the times you've been faithful to me. God, I'm still counting my blessings.
Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to 104.1 WPXZ in Punxsutawney, and this is Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. And right now, I'm going to play you a song by C.C. Winans. It's a song called That's My King. There is only one King of Kings, one Lord of Lords. He is Christ Jesus, and he is my King, and my prayer is that he is your King today.
I could describe it, but I can't contain it. Can't keep it to myself. There are enough colors to paint the whole picture. Not enough words to ever say what I found. Wonderful and beautiful and glorious and holy. He is merciful. That's my God, that's my shepherd,
my protector, that's my king, that's my rock, that's my anchor.
Hear my mother, yeah.
That was a little bit of Elevation Worship, a song called God Is Not Against Me. And you know, guys, as we live our life, if we are made new in Christ Jesus, if we are born again in Christ Jesus, well, we have one who carries us through, one who will never leave us nor abandon us. We have one who fights for us all day long. His name is Christ Jesus. And you see, through the Holy Spirit, he guides us and directs us in the path of righteousness that leads to him. You see, because of the Father's love for us, he gave his only Son to pay the debt of our sin with the Son, with his Son's blood on the cross. God in flesh came to save us so that we could have new life in him. Titus 3, 4 through 7 says, "When God our Savior revealed his kindness and love, he saved us, not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth and a new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Christ Jesus, our Savior. Because of his grace, he made us right in his sight and gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life." You see, because of his love through Christ Jesus, well, we can have life. We can have life more abundant. You see, because of Jesus, we are set free from the bondage of sin, and we now have an eternal hope that's found in him. And one day, he says, he shall return for his children. And my prayer today is that you are his child, that he is Lord and Savior of your life, and you're looking forward to the day when you will meet him face to face. What an awesome God that we have. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Phil Wickham, and it's a song called Because of Your Love. You see, it was all because of the Father's love that we can be made new, that we can have an eternal hope.
Because of your love, I live. victory. Jesus, you are enough. You did it for me. You did it for love. It's your victory. Jesus, you are enough. You did it.
You see, when we are His child, made new in Jesus' name, Ephesians 1:14 tells us about God's guarantee. It says the Spirit is God's guarantee that He will give us the inheritance He promised, and that He has purchased us to be His own people. He did this so that we could praise and glorify Him. You see, when we are made new in Jesus' name, we are anointed with the Holy Spirit. God now lives within us. And you see, this is His guarantee that we are His. When we are His, we want to serve Him. We want to live life for Him, to live a life of thanksgiving. We want to live a life of worship so He is glorified by the way we live and with our whole life. Isaiah 26:8 tells us, Lord, we show our trust in You by obeying Your laws. Our heart's desire is to glorify Your name. You see, when we are made new in Christ Jesus, we have a desire to serve Him, to love for Him. We have a desire to be obedient to Him. And that's why it's so important to be in His Word, so that we know more of the heart of God, so that we can live that life of obedience to Him, so that we can serve Him with all our whole heart, our whole being. Philippians 2:9-11 says, Therefore God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave Him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. If Jesus is Lord and Savior of your life, the only thing that you can say is, say, yes, I will. I will live my life to bless His name. I will live my life to glorify Him. I will live my life to worship Him. It's about saying, yes, I will, because my heart's desire now is to serve Him as my Lord and Savior. It leads us in our next song. It's a song by Seventh Time Down, and it's a song called, Yes, I Will.
I count on one thing, the same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out, working all things out. Yes, I all my days, oh yes, I will.
been Emerson Day. A song called Get Behind Me. Right now, we got one by Crowder and Toby Mac. A song called Dash.
Sunday morning preacher said, life's a mist, it's just a breath. We're only here for a little while. He talked about his daddy's grave. It read 1910 to 98, but the years between were just a little line. Got me wondering what I'm chasing. Don't want another minute wasted. There's a day we're born, day we pass. In between is just a dash. What on earth am I doing? What on earth am I doing? Yeah, I got time, but time goes fast. Yeah, that line's all I have. What on earth am I doing? What on earth am I doing? I could take this life and live it well. I could keep on living it for myself. What's it gonna say when it calls me up? Was I just words or was I love? Did I love great or just good enough? I just hope he says, well done. Don't want another minute wasted. There's a day we're born, day we pass. In between is just a dash. What on earth am I doing? What on earth am I doing? Yeah, I got time, but time goes fast. Yeah, that line's all I have. What on earth am I doing? Hey. What on earth am I doing? Hey.
Life's in the trenches, not from the stands and our lofty benches with manicured hands. I want a dash that's dirty, a life fully spent, weathered and scarred from all the life that I lived. The times that we go out of our way to paint beautiful blue over somebody's grave. When we stopped and defended injustice or sanded the heart of a friend that got rusted. I don't know my number or year that'll pass from this cold world to the kingdom that lasts. But carpe diem, it's worth it to live it, not blur it. Or years could fly by and you still ain't met purpose.
There's a day we're born, day we pass. In between is just a dash. What on earth am I doing? What on earth am I doing? Yeah, I got time, but time goes fast. Yeah, that line's all I have. What on earth am I doing? What on earth am I doing?
Am I doing? Life's short, but a vapor. What you gonna do? What you gonna do with yours?
That's a song that truly reminds us how fast life does pass us by. But you know, we need to stop and think about what we're doing in our life. You know, as we live our life daily, are we putting our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ first in all things? You know, we can do that throughout our day, no matter if we're at work or school or shopping somewhere or at a friend's house. You know, it's all about being the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. It's all about sharing His message with the world, sharing His love, living a life to glorify Him. And you know, sometimes we just got to take that stand for Christ Jesus. As believers in Christ Jesus, we are to take that stand and be bold for Jesus Christ, sharing His message of hope, of love, of justice, sharing how Jesus can change their life like they've changed mine. It leads us into our next song. It's by Ann Wilson, and it's a song called Stand.
Safe away.
You know, when we take that stand for Christ Jesus, we take it as we live our life. To take that stand means also to, in the highs, worship Him, and in the lows of life, to worship Him. So when we worship through the lows, you see, we draw closer to Him, and He will draw closer to us. Our relationship grows stronger, and our love for Him grows stronger, and our trust in Him grows stronger. You see, it's all about worshiping through it, giving Him glory in every situation. Leads us into our next song by Tasha Layton. It's a song called Worship Through It.
mountain moves with a single name. A life's made new with a lifted hand. The sea became land and the people walked right through, given the smallest things. It's wild what God can do. Are you waiting for a miracle? Are you thirsty for something more? Are you desperate for some good news? Just watch what God can do. With a song of praise, prison walls break. With a healing touch,
we leave our life in the hands of our Lord and Savior. You know, Patrick Berry in his song, Watch What God Can Do. You know, God can make things happen whenever we think that they're not going to happen. He can use different things, well, for his glory. He can make the impossible possible because he is the one true God and he is all power. And sometimes, well, in our humanness, well, we don't look at the power of God as being as big as it is. But the God that we serve is the creator of the universe, creator of each and every one of us who knitted us together in the womb a very special way, creating us to be who we need to be as we live our life, to live our life for him. And when we call upon the name of Jesus Christ, he sets that plan into place. You see, he desires us to come unto him where we are one in him. It means the church. And one day we shall be with him as the church. We will meet him face to face when he returns for his church. My hope is that you are having that walk with him today. and that you are part of his church. The church is the body of Christ. All who have been born in the Spirit of God and now have life in him and have life more abundant in him. Leads us into our next song. It's by Austin French. And it's a song called, The Church.
Let this be the church where people fall apart, free to bring the pieces of our messy broken hearts. When we mean and when we say it, come just as you are. Oh, let this be the church where people fall apart. Let this be the place where there is no place for shame, where yesterday's forgiven and we're all given a new name. Doesn't matter where you came from, all that matters is you came. Oh, let this be the place where there is no place for shame. Hallelujah. Be his hands and feet, more than just our words. May it be our love that speaks. Oh, let us be a choir.
You see, when we receive new life in Christ Jesus, well, we have asked him to be Lord and Savior of our life. We have repented of our sin and asked him to make us whole. We have placed our life in his hands by faith, trusting in the Son of God. Galatians 2:19 through 20 says this, "For when we tried to keep the law, it condemned me. So I died to the law. I stopped trying to meet all its requirements so that I might live for God. My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." You see, when we are his, when we are made new in Christ Jesus, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. That means that we have nailed our old sinful ways, our old sinful life to the cross. And now we have become a follower of Christ Jesus. So when we look at Luke 9:23, it says, "Then he said to the crowd, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross daily, and follow me." So what does it mean then to give up your own way and take up your cross daily? To take up your cross daily, well, is to leave your old life behind and focus on your new life that's found in Christ Jesus. It says, if any of you want to be my follower, you must give up your own way. To give up our old sinful ways and focus on our new life that's found in him, to live our life for his glory, to live a life of worship to him alone. And you see, when we desire to live our life for Christ, well, we're asking him to prepare our heart, our mind, to serve him each day. And we do, and as we do this, we do it for his glory, the one who saved us by his grace. So today, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, then you have nailed, well, your old sinful ways to the cross. And it is no longer you who live, but Christ lives in you. And so you live in your earthly body now by trusting in the Son of God, the one who loves you and loves me and gave himself for us. My prayer is today that you're having that walk with Jesus today, that you're experiencing his love, his mercy, his grace, and in experiencing all that in your life, your desire is to live a life of obedience to him then. It leads us in our next song. It's a song by Temetope. It's a song called Crucified with Christ.
Die is gain. I'll lay my flesh aside till only he remains. His resurrected life brought death to all my sin. I publicly declare my life belongs to him. I've been crucified with Christ.
crucified with Christ, I no longer live. Christ now lives in me. My faith is in the Son of God. I glorify the one whose love for me was shown on Calvary.
You see, when we are a follower of Christ Jesus, well, he becomes our light, our salvation. And in him we shall not fear, because his light will lead us in this life until we are at home with him for all eternity. In Psalms 27, 1-4, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me, when my enemy and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surround me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I am attacked, I will remain confident. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple." You see, when we are his, Jesus is our light, our strength, our protection, now and forevermore. He is our salvation. You see, he becomes a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. It comes from Psalms 19:105. It's all about, what do you seek most? In Psalms it says, "The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most." Do you seek this the most? "Is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple." You see, it's all about where our focus is in life. It's all about, where do we place the most emphasis on doing what we need to do in life? My hope is that the most emphasis on your life is living for Jesus, loving for Jesus, sharing the message of Jesus, putting Jesus first in everything, to start your day with him, to walk through your day with him, and to end your day with him. You see, that's what it means to have a relationship with the one true living God through Jesus Christ. My prayer today is that you're having that walk. It leads us in our next song. It's a song by Worship Initiative, and it's a song called "The Lord is My Light." When Jesus is Lord of your life, he is the light that leads you in the path of righteousness.
Strength of my life.
Isn't it awesome when we read Psalms 27 that it reminds us that the Lord is my light and my salvation? It's only found in Christ Jesus today. My prayer is that you can say the very same thing about what Psalms 27 says to you. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto, saying farewell. And I also want to remind you that, well, you can not only listen to us on the radio on Sunday morning from 8 to 10, but you can also go to WPXZ1041FM.com and click on the Living Thunder program and listen on demand at any time on any day of the week. And I'll see you next Sunday morning right here on Living Thunder.